Vayter in Shas, we are in Zvachim Daf Pei Aleph. Figure my own pay, my base, but I'm going to pay a second to the last line. Matan Arba, Bematan Arba. If you have Dan that needs four, be applied on four sides, get mixed up with another Talmud, the same idea. So you should do it on all four sides. But if there's no blending according to Rabbi Eliezer, why are we not concerned that the dam of only one of them was put? We're talking about a case where you have four types of blood, measures of blood, were mixed with four measures of blood from another one, and that's why. So when two sets of applications are made, both of them are going to be good. Matan arba, matan achas. What happens if you have dam that needs four side application gets mixed with dam that needs one side, one application? Rabbi Eliezer said that the mixture should we apply to all four sides? But if Rabbi Eliezer holds that there's no blending, right? Ain't Bila, then why are we not worried that the dam of only one of them was applied? Beep, turn the page. Pay Aleph, Amen Aleph. Mechite, Mahachanami, Bezar Bachas. You want to say we're talking about a case here also. The Mishnah is dealing with the case with four measures of dam from one carbon that mixed with one measure from another. Ihachi. Ihachi Amar Lo Rabbi Yeshua Harehu Over Abot Tosif. If so, so why does the Mishnah say that Behu is such a Lezer, Ihachi. So why does the Mishnah say that Yeshua said to Rabbi Lezer that he would be over the Yeser Abot Tosif? Hach Abot Tosif Mecha. In this case, where is it possible that there's going to be the Isser Baal Tosif? No extra dam, you know, applications are being made over here. So the Gemara comes to give another explanation of the Mishnah. And of the Braisa, to go ahead and back up Ravashi's point that a religion does not assume that there is complete blending. Ela Amarefa, Bibalu lo pligi. They're not arguing about whether or not, they're not arguing when the dam is blended in the same kli. Ki pligi because it's when they're in separate cups from different carbonates get all mixed up together. Rabbi Eliezer, Isle Rowan, Kunja Eliezer, we do have the idea of Rowan, we're of seeing. But unless it's Rowan, they do not agree with the concept of seeing. Right? So their machlukas is not related to whether or not we assume two liquids in a single kli get thoroughly blended together or not. Fact of Gemara of a balo lo pligi. Really, what is that true? Tell me once on the bright side. Rabbi Yehuda lo nachir belezer v'chamim al dam chatos and sar b'dam al shiikav. They don't argue in such a case. You go and you're allowed to bring the carbon v'rovev near b'shalikav. And if it's one of those cases, it's not brought. I'm nachir. What's the argument? Al dam tamimah and sar b'dam b'ilus mum. About dam of an unblemished animal of an ola that got mixed up with that of a balmum ola. Rabbi Eliezer Omer yikav. He says you go and you bring it. Being b'balo being mekosos, whether it's blended the same or it's mixed in separate cups. Chamarim lo yikav say they do not bring it, and therefore clear that Eliezer holds that his din even when the dam when the blood's mixed together in the same kli. And the Gemara Behuda libid Rabbi Eliezer masim bein bavala bein because Behuda is teaching that according to Rabbi Eliezer, whether the dam is blended in one cup or mixed in separate cups, it's got to be valid. Rabbanan mekosas pligi, but the Rabbanan meaning who's the Tanakam of our Mishnah and who's mentioned the Brisa, they hold that they disagree only by the mixed cups. Amar Abaye Loshan or Litzchilas Chatas Ola. The machlokas is taught only when the initial dam of the chatas became mixed with the initial dam of an ola, because the applications have to be applied to different sections of the mizbeach, the chatas above the line, the ola below. Avosov chatas v'ola, but if the concluding blood of a chatas, right, the leftover which is supposed to be poured on the base of the mizbeach, gets mixed up with the blood of an ola, divrei kol makom ola makom shirayim. According to everyone, the dam can be placed below the line because the place of the ola is the place of the where you put the shirayim of the chatas. Amar le Rav Yosef said, Amar Lei Rav Yosef, Hachi Amar Rav Yehuda. This is where so says Rav Yehuda. Shirayim Tzrichin Itzdava. The leftovers need to be poured directly on top of the Mizbech's base, where the blood of the Ol is applied to the wall of the Mizbech. Now, if you know the Machlok, Hischem, or Rishim, Lo Shana, Lo Tchil, Chatzvola. That was taught only when the initial dam of the chatzis became mixed with the blood of an ola, of sof chatzis ola, but if the concluding dam of the chatzis mixed with the blood of the ola, divrei akol, makom ola, makom shirayim. According to everyone, the blood can be placed put below the line because the place of the ola is the place of the remnants of shirayim of the chatzis. Am Rabbi Yochanan v'item Rabbi Eliezer, adayin machlokas. It is still in the area in the world of a machlokas. Rashi says apasof chatzis v'tchilas ola delav chad makom hu. Rabbi Eliezer de isli roin kasher rabbanin yishapich lama. Yeah, the machlokas remains. Masa Rav Huna bar Yehuda Kodeshim. The pasuk referring to Bechor says they are holy. Shem Nesar b'dam kachem mecherem yikrimu. It's telling you that if the dam of Bechor got mixed up with the dam of other korbanos, it should nevertheless be brought. My love, sof ola Bechor. Is it not talking about the concluding dam of the ola, the shirayim, which is supposed to be poured into the base of the mizbeach, that got mixed with the initial blood of the Bechor, Shema Minah, Makom Ola, Makom Shirayim. And learn that from this, that the place of the Dam, the place of the Dam for an Ola is the place of that of the Shirayim, of an Ola and the Chatas. It's going to be, Tchilas Ola Bechor, Umay Kamash Malan, Dein Olam Mevatlin Zeetzeh. Really, Bryce is talking about the Tchilas Ola Bechor, the initial Dam of an Ola that got mixed with the initial Dam of Bechor. And what's coming to tell you that the offerings do not nullify one another. Even if there's more of one type of dam than the other, the blood of the smaller one doesn't get, nullified because of the one that has the bigger amount. Frekta Gemara.
Yo, hi, mi velakach midam, apar midam, sorry, nafka. That's learned out from the pasuk. That he will take the blood of the bull and the blood of the he goats. Tanoi, he says, yes, Machlokas Tanoi. Some learn it from here, some learn it from there. Says the Gemara, Masiv Rava, Frek Rava, Kashavi, Krivu, Bnei Aaron, Asadam, Bezerku, Asadam. The Pasuk says by Nola that the Bnei Aaron, the Kohanim, will bring the dam and throw the blood. Now, Ma, beep, turn the page. I ain't chess, what I. Pay Aleph from the base. Matam Lover, dam. What did Torah teach by saying dam? And the Bryce is now breaking down the first extra term dam from it. From that, we learned that the blood is going to hold on to its state of an ola and not becoming nullified. It's yachal ainli ela elushin eshavu mitzumurasa. You may have thought that I only know by an ola carbon that were mixed with dam of its tamura or blood of another even if those types of animals became mixed with an ola animal when alive, the ola is brought. Minan the rabbis told the shlamim, where do I know to include a toda and a shlamim? That if a live ola mixed with a toda or a shlamim, none of the animals are ever to be brought. I can include a toda and the shlamim because it comes as a neder, a vow, or a nedava, like an ola. How do I know I can include in asham? The asham is different from the ola because it can't be donated. Marbani, as asham talking about the dalid kamoso. I include an asham because it requires four side applications, just like an ola. Bechor meiser pesach minayim. From where do I know to include? Where do I include a bechor meiser and a pesach tam? Lomer dam. That is that the second term dam is teaching us this concept. My love, is it not so? Sof ola ubechor. Mishma mina, makom ola, makom shirayim, is the brayser not talking about the end, the finishing application of the ola dam that gets mixed with the initial blood of the bechor, and then coming to teach us that that the place of the ola and bechor application is the place of the shirayim, the chatas, and ola. And for the Gemara, lo.
No, that's not true. Tchilas Ola Bechor. The Bryce says, talking about the initial application of the Ola, they got mixed with that of a Bechor. What's it coming to tell you? Dein Olin Mevatalin Zedzeh. The Karbanos, these Karbanos do not nullify one to the next. In fact, the Gemara, Mu Velokach Midama Par, Midama Sarinavka, that is to say from the Pasuk, it says, he shall take from the blood of the bull and from the blood of the sire we learned it out from. So we see that even though the blood of the goat is mixed with a much larger amount of bull blood, it's not become nullified for Yom Kippur. Says Gemara Tanaihi, Ikadanafka Lemihacha, some learn it out from here. Some learn it out from here. Says the Gemara, why are they arguing about the source of the din, that dam from one carbon does not nullify the dam of another one? Vahani tanoi mi velokach midam apar midam asari lo yalfi. These other two tanoim don't learn out this din from the pasuk. It says, he shall take from the dam of the par and from the dam of the sire. Why not? Because kasavri ein ma'arvin lekranos. They hold that we don't mix the dam of those two animals for the horns of the inner mizbeach. Midam dam lo yalif. The other two don't learn it from the words dam 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 lo mashmalo, because the terms dam dam don't indicate that we would learn such a thing. Ella mikodeshem my time eliyafi, but why do not learn this out from the words they are holy? Because kasavri kodeshem him kriven ve interwesen kriven. It's coming to teach something else, that a bechor is brought, bechor carbonos are brought, but their tamura is not veidach. And the other one nafkale meish shor. I'm sorry, veim shor im se la shemu hu karev. V'ein t'murasa kreva. That's teaching us that the original Bechor is brought, but the t'mur is not brought. Toshima frag the Gemara, says the Gemara. Let's learn a bit of a braisa. Nasan l'mayla v'lo nimlach. If the coin applied the blood that were mixed above the line without taking, you know, without the lo nimlach, never asked advice, never asked any questions. Everyone agrees with Rabban and Rabbi Elazar to say that they should go back and put the rest of the dam below the line. Then applications of both bloods are gonna work. Now, my lav diar of chatas v'ola is not talking about the blood of a chatas v'ola that got mixed together. I said the Gemara we understood earlier. Once the coin puts the mixture above the line, the chatas ends up being shiraim. But the price that teaches that both agree that he should go back and apply the rest of the dam below. They learn from this that the place of the blood application for the ola is the place of the shiraim for the chatas. So the Gemara, not a good raya. Kiyas Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Amar, Amri Bar Rav, they said in Bimarava, in Eretz Yisrael, Halacha my skin, what are we talking about? Kigon, the Arab chatas chitzona b'shirayim. We're talking about where the blood of the outer chatas got mixed with the remnants of the inner chatas. In that case, if the coin made the blood applications above the line, all of the blood in the mixture is considered shirayim, and you can put the rest of the mixture below. Amalei Abaye, v'neim amar kigon di arbi shirayim. Let it say. Why don't we just say that an outer chatas became mixed with the remnants of another outer chatas? Then, if the coin made blood applications above the line, you can apply the remaining down below. Says the Gemara, no. Dilma Hakamash Balam, maybe this is telling us, even according to the one who said that the failure to pour the remnants of the inner chatas is going to be ma'akiv it from being good, chasru ein ma'akvin. If the shirayim are just chasru, lacking a little bit, missing some dam, it's not going to be ma'akiv the rest of the stuff that's going to be poured. But we already said that the Bryce is talking about with the majority of the upper dam, the coin placed above the line, an amount of the lower bloods, and a little bit more. So even if the chatas and ola got mixed, the application below the line is going to be done only for the sake of the chatas shiraim, right above, directly above the base. So why is it necessary to interpret the Braisa as referring to a mixture of an outer chattis with inner chattis shiraim? Amarle, the Gemara says, Hanimil demand amu meikara ein bila. This goes according to one who says that originally, I'm saying in the beginning that there's no blending, there's no bila, according to Rabbi Eliezer. Maskana becomes a pligi, but we said in the Maskana that they're arguing over the cups, when each cup's got to be applied above the line in the case of the upper offering, and then below the line in the case in case it's the other one. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great day.